This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why? Why are they targeting the Muslims particularly? It's a question. It is a ploy of the Western media, the media controlled by the politicians. And when we analyze, we can surely say without any doubt that terrorism is not a Muslim monopoly. Not only is it not a Muslim monopoly, it is not even a speciality of the Muslims. It is not even encouraged by Islam. It is prohibited in Islam. I, being a student of comparative religion, I cannot say that all the religions say that you should not kill innocent human beings. But I can surely say that most of the religions, the majority of the religions, if you read the scriptures, they say that you should not kill innocent human beings. And the leader of all these religions is Islam. Islam says, it's mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Maida, chapter number 5, verse number 32. The ayah, the verse which was recited by the Qari, it says that if anyone, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, kills any other human being, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, it is as though he has killed the whole of humanity. I know of many religious scriptures which say that you should not kill innocent human beings. But Quran does not only say that, it says that if anyone kills any other human being, unless it be for murder or for creating corruption or for spreading mischief in the land, it is as though he has killed the whole of humanity. Quran goes a step further and says that if you kill any innocent human being, it is as though you have killed the whole of humanity. I don't know of any religious scripture which says that if you kill any innocent human being, it is as though you have killed the whole of humanity. And further, Quran goes on to say that if you save any single life, any single human being, it is as though you have saved the whole of humankind. Islam is derived from the Arabic word salam or salam, which means peace. It comes from the Arabic word silm, which means to submit your will to Almighty God. Islam, in short, means peace acquired by submitting a will to Almighty God. Islam condemns all forms of terrorism, all forms of acts which kill innocent human beings, irrespective whether it's 9/11, where the Twin Tower attack, or the 7th of July, where more than 50 innocent people were killed in London bomb blast. The New York Towers, more than 3,000 people were killed in the London bomb blast, more than 50 were killed, or whether it be the serial bomb blast in 93, of Bombay, where more than 250 people were killed, or the bomb blast that took place recently on the 11th of July 2006, where more than 200 people were killed, are to be condemned. It is prohibited. You cannot justify killing of any innocent human being. Many Muslims, many a times, to appease the government, they put a full stop there. I never put a full stop here. I continue and say, we also have to condemn the thousands of Afghanis that have been killed in Afghanistan, the thousands of innocent people that have been killed in Iraq, the thousands of people that are killed in Gujarat, the thousands of people killed in Palestine, thousands of people killed in Lebanon. We can't put a full stop. Who are you afraid of? All sorts of terrorism in which innocent human beings are killed have to be condemned, whether done by Muslims or non-Muslims. We don't have records that 9/11 or 7 July or the recent serial bomb blast in the train confirmed record done by Muslims. It is just a hypothesis. But irrespective, after we come to know the truth, whether it's done by Muslim or non-Muslim, it is to be condemned. It is prohibited. We know that most of the religions, they don't preach that you should kill innocent human beings. Terrorism is not the monopoly of any religion. It is not. But when we analyze, we have terrorists that claim to profess certain religions. And when we analyze, they are from all types of religions. We have Christian terrorists, we have Catholic terrorists, we have Jewish terrorists, we have Hindu terrorists, we have Muslim terrorists, we have Buddhist terrorists, we have Sikh terrorists, terrorists professing very different faiths. But most of the religions, they condemn the killing of innocent human beings. And when we do a survey, that though we know that religions don't encourage killing innocent human beings, when we do a survey and try and find out that the people that have killed the maximum innocent human beings, which religion do you profess? Number one, the human being that has killed maximum innocent human beings. Who is he? Who is he? Hitler. He has incinerated 6 million Jews. And indirectly, if you count all the people killed in the World War II, 60 million people. Number one, was he a Muslim? He was a Christian. Joseph Stalin, called as Uncle Joe, he has estimated to have killed 20 million human beings. He has starved 14.5 million human beings to death. When we go to China, Mao Zedong, he has killed 14 to 20 million human beings. He was a non-Muslim. He was not a Muslim. We know from record that Mussolini, in Italy alone, has killed 400,000 human beings, innocent human beings. The person after whom the French Revolution is named, Maximilien Robespierre, he has starved and tortured to death more than 200,000 people and executed more than 40,000 people. Ashoka, you know, in one battle alone, in Kalinga battle, he has killed 100,000 people, more than 100,000 people. Was he a Muslim? He was a Hindu. We have our own black sheep also. Records tell us that Saddam Hussein is responsible for the death of a few hundred thousand people. But the embargo put by George Bush on Iraq alone has killed 500,000 children in Iraq alone. 500,000 in one shot. Only on the embargo put by USA, UN on Iraq, 500,000 children have died. In Indonesia, Muhammad Sarto, even he has claimed to have killed 500,000 people, but nothing compared to Hitler, nothing compared to Uncle Joe, Joseph Stalin, nothing compared to Mao Zedong of China. Each individual will put all the Muslims together to shame. I'm not trying to say that the followers of this religion, they were practicing the religion, they were not religious. Otherwise, they wouldn't have ever killed innocent human beings.